Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, and today I'm super excited to sit down with a young lady who's just started her new business here, and it's a new concept for Hervey Bay. I'm here with Caitlin Scott. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, how are you?
I'm so excited. Your Facebook group or Facebook page popped up, and that's generally how I get leads on who I'd like to talk to. And you've started saying that's different, and I could totally see myself doing.
Let's hope so.
Even if I'm just laughing at myself, but I would like to have a go. What's the business that you started?
We've just opened a cheerleading studio. So it's actually Wide Bay's first ever cheerleading studio.
That's awesome. Is it? Okay. So when I think cheerleading, I think glee.
Like rah-rah pom-poms and things like that. Yeah. Similar. So there's two different sort of areas in cheerleading. So there's your pom, which is more your dance element, which is the, you know, where the stuff you sort of see on sidelines where they're shaking poms and they're doing the dance and that sort of thing. And then there's your cheerleading, which is more what we do, which is stunting and tumbling and jumps and all of that sort of thing.
Oh, wow. So what a skill.
Yeah, very, very athletic. So more, I think there's been a few on Australia's Got Talent and things like that where they do the stunts more Bring It On style, only without all of the drama.
That's fantastic. Can I just query you on something? Because I've got a silky chicken called Pom Pom.
Yeah.
Is it actually a pom? Is it called a pom? So where does the pom-pom come from?
Pom-poms because you've got two, I guess.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, so it's just called pom.
So all this time, my whole life, I've thought they've been called pom-poms. They're only called poms.
Yeah, they're just called poms.
Oh, man. I'm always learning. Every day I learn. Sorry, my silky chicken, you've only got one fluffy head, so you're now pom, not pom-pom. So what's the name of your business?
Asgard All Stars.
Okay, so now the next obvious question is, where does the word Asgard come from?
So Asgard is something that we came up with because I'm kind of a huge Marvel fan, but it's a Norse mythology. It's where Odin and Thor and all of that sort of thing live.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm a Marvel fan too. I'll have to tell you some Marvel characters that live locally. That are you having a grand opening for your studio?
Yeah, we are. So we're having our grand opening is on Saturday the 5th of October.
Okay, so for that opening, are you doing anything special or is it just classes start?
We'll be having a barbecue. So the classes will start on the Monday. But we'll have a barbecue. It's open for everyone to come down, have a look at the gym. We'll have sort of coaches there all day, so running just an open gym session so they can come, play on the equipment, tumble around the floor, that sort of thing.
That's awesome. So tell me a bit about yourself. So I've already said you're a young woman here in Hervey Bay, and you lived here for very long?
I've lived here about 4 years, 5 years, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to say you're a local. I can hear the people
close
that have
enough.
Been people have been here forever say you're not a local, but I think you are. And you've got your family here, and you've seen a need. So, what's your background? Are you a cheerleader?
Yeah, I am. So, I've been a competitive cheerleader since I was 9. I started in Canberra. I started actually doing sideline cheerleading for my little brother's football for under sixes. And then we started going to competitions pretty much when they started in Australia. Oh, we went to the first ever Australian competitive cheerleading with ASCIF.
Yep.
And then...
Oh, I'm agreeing with you. I don't have a clue what you're talking about.
ASCIF is the Australian Cheerleading Federation.
Okay.
Yeah. So I started... We went to the first one, which was in a school gym. It was tiny. There were barely any people. Pretty sure there was maybe one or two in each category.
Yeah.
That. And then I've been doing it since then, and now I think at the last competition they had over 60,000 competitors.
And, oh, wow, in Australia?
Yeah, that was just at one state competition.
This is massive.
Yeah, it's huge.
Okay, so my kids are older now. I'm not really in the space of taking little ones to lessons or school kids to lessons. So Is there another cheerlead? Is there other cheerleading schools in Hervey Bay, or are you the first?
We're the first designated cheerleading gym in Hervey Bay.
That's all I want. That's all I needed to know. That's fantastic. So, okay. So, what are the age groups that you cater for?
So we cater all the way from pretty much babies up to adults. So we've got adult classes. We've got open classes, which is your 14 and over. We've got your seniors and your juniors, which is your teens and your school-aged kids. And then we've also got tiny tots and toddler tumbling, which is sort of your really little ones that are learning to develop, learning head control and body control. And then your toddlers, which are starting their forward rolls and like little tiny cartwheels and things like that.
That's gorgeous. And what about, so when mums come or dads come and bring their kids, do they get a different place where they sit and wait? Is it a closed studio or...
So the studio is closed for our little kids. So pretty much anyone under four, parents stay and they come on the floor and they interact with their kids while they're doing it.
Great.
And then for pretty much five and up, they drop their kids and then they pick them up at the end of their class.
So have you got a website which is promoting all your packages and how to get in touch with you, that sort of thing?
So we've got a website, which is asgardallstars.com, but most of our stuff goes on either Facebook or Instagram.
Okay, so we'll make sure I'll put some links on there for you. So, okay, so now I'm getting really excited in my head thinking, I want to come and try cheerleading. Now, I'm not coordinated. I'm not strong. I can do a star jump.
Star jumps are definitely a really good start. You don't have to be able to do anything, and that's, I think, the great thing about cheerleading is that you can come, you can be a complete novice. I've had a lot of kids, especially teenagers, come that have gone, I am doing a sport because my mum said that I have to do something.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I'll try it, I'll, you know, I'm not good at sport, I can't catch a ball, I can't run, I can't, like, do this sort of thing. And they leave going, oh, my God, I can actually do something. There is something for me out there. Because for cheerleading, it doesn't matter if you're fat or skinny or tall or short or young or old. It's something that everyone can do.
And it's a happy sport.
It's a very happy sport. We pride ourselves on having a really, really inclusive environment that everyone feels safe in. It's basically like an extended family that you can come and you can talk to, and there's always someone around and everyone gets along. So even like we've got a lot of our older students that used to come and help our little kids, and they go to comps together, and we've got, you know, 17, 18 year olds that are looking after our 4 and 5 year olds and they're being role models for them. So
yeah,
it's
nice. Yeah. And whereabouts, so where is the studio for Asgard?
It's on Islander Road, so 83 to 85 Islander Road.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice and convenient. Near the movies. Yeah. Okay. That's great. Go cheerleading and then go to the movies after.
Yeah, pretty much. And if you're in the high school, you can walk up. It's like, it's really close to everything, and it means parents aren't having to drop and then drive miles away or anything.
Caitlin, that's great. Look, I really love sharing stories of people that have found their passion and they're now passing that passion on to share with other people. Okay, you're saying it as a business, but boy, there's a lot of sweat and tears and hard work that's going to go into that for a long time as you build that.
Most definitely. Yeah, so currently I will volunteer of my classes. And then
a lot of businesses start that way. So, okay, so tick, you're doing the right thing. Don't overpay anyone.
That's it. Well, at the moment it's sort of a little family run business, so my mum's helping me out.
That's fantastic.
My brother comes and coaches because he's qualified as well, so.
Okay, well, wish you all the best. I'll share everything I can that I can get off you to share on the blog. And wish you well for the 5th of October. And I guess people should be contacting you now to sign up and be a part of the inaugural. Imagine just being a part of the beginning of something that's going to be great.
That would be amazing. And we've got the early birds discount till the start of October too, which would be really a great time to start enrolling now.
And look, what a great Christmas present. If you've got a daughter or son who's really passionate on being a cheerleader.
Definitely. Many years me and my siblings have got cheer shoes or, you know, training uniforms for Christmas, and it's been great.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I think there's a lot of kids out there, young people, I shouldn't just say kids, but young people younger than me now that I feel like I'm getting really old, that are really interested in cheerleading. So,
well, it's never too late to start either, because while we've got the young classes, which is awesome, we've also got a lot of your older classes, and we've got athletes that have signed up already that are, you know, 30 years old, and they're coming and they're doing cheer and absolutely loving it. So.
When you were talking older, I honestly was about to connect you with my friend who runs the senior citizens, but you're talking 30s.
Older. But no, I think the oldest cheerleader that I've seen at comp was 72 or something. And he was doing the adult cheerleading actually at a competition. It was great. Had his little hearing aids in, he had his earmuffs on. It was so cute.
And I bet the crowd really supported him.
Oh, they did. They absolutely loved it. I think they actually placed third or something overall because they did such an amazing job.
So. Oh, what was his name?
I can't remember off the top of my head.
It's probably John. Shout out to John, the 70-year-old cheerleader with the hearing aids. Well, actually, I reckon, wouldn't that be amazing if you got a senior sits class happening?
Oh, absolutely. It'd be great to have some interest. If we've got the interest, we'll put on a class.
Yeah, that's awesome. Oh, Caitlin, it's been fun. Thank you for giving me time on a Saturday of all days.
Anytime.
And thank you for putting up with Ruby, and maybe we can do another podcast down the track with a bit of cheerleading in the background.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Thanks very much, Caitlin.
Thank you.